Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google's ad controversy has spread to the US. Amazon's move into Singapore has hit a wall. And Instagram now has 1 million advertisers. Google has been hit by another blow after the advertising controversy it faced in the UK has now spread to the US market. In mid-March, it became apparent to multiple UK brands that Google's advertising platform was positioning their ads beside YouTube videos promoting extremist views. Several high-profile brands ceased advertising on the platform, including Audi, Sky, and Vodafone, after their ads were found to be generating profits for extremist groups such as the Ku Klux Klan. Now, US firms such as AT&T and GSK have followed suit, saying that until Google can ensure that this won't happen again, all ads would be removed. Following the development, Google has said that it started an extensive review of its advertising policies, adding that it made a public commitment to put in place changes that give brands more control over where their ads appear. Google's advertising platforms earned the company 90% of its total income in 2016, a total of $80 billion. Amazon's recently announced move into the Southeast Asian e-commerce market has taken a hit after being delayed by some months. According to reports, the company's original plan to open a locally based e-commerce platform in Singapore will now come late in 2017, after originally being planned to be launched before April 2017. It appears that the development of a local infrastructure to support the project has taken the company longer than was anticipated. Meanwhile, ABC News has reported that plans have been made to launch a similar project in Australia. According to ABC News, Amazon has recently employed around 100 employees to set up the first steps of the plan in the country. With an increasing presence in the South Pacific region, it'll put Amazon in direct competition with Alibaba, which recently invested in the market as well. Instagram has announced that it now has more than 1 million businesses advertising on its app each month. This milestone represents a 400% increase on the same time in 2016. Whilst falling behind Facebook's 4 million monthly advertisers, it compares favorably to Twitter, which currently has just 130,000 advertising businesses each month. Instagram is being increasingly used by brands, with the site announcing recently that it now has 8 million global businesses on the platform. This high level of use is thanks to its features allowing brands to be increasingly creative with the ways in which they can engage consumers. These options will soon include Instagram's new roadmap tool, which is due to come out later this year, allowing users to book appointments through the app. The US Senate has begun removing laws that force internet providers to have user consent before using personal information. The current laws were passed under the Obama administration and mean that a user's location, bank details, medical information, and web history cannot be used for advertising or marketing purposes without permission. However, the US Senate has now moved to reverse the law. Senator Jeff Flake, who sponsored the new bill, said that the reason behind the change was to restore balance to the internet ecosystem and provide certainty to consumers. The vote has been met with criticism by some, however, with Senator Bill Nelson calling the data that would be able to be collected the holy grail of data, warning that there was now nothing to prevent information being sold to the highest bidder. And finally, DHL has agreed a new deal with Amazon, making it the logistics service in the recently launched Amazon Fresh service in Berlin. Amazon Fresh delivers food to users. With Amazon Fresh already being available in multiple countries around the world, Berlin will be the first German location to have access to it, with other cities in the country expected to follow. The service is expected to launch in April 2017. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.